The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Well, the highly anticipated McGowan Government Skills Summit kicks off today. Making sure its voice is heard will be the Australian oil and gas industry. Joining me now from APEA, the Australian Petroleum Production and Exploration Association, is the WA Director, Claire Wilkinson. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning, Ben.
And so, what is the main issue you're hoping to get heard on at this summit?
Well, we're really looking forward to participating today. I think there's no doubt that the industry, the oil and gas industry here in WA, is very committed to employing WA workers and also training WA people for the future. The challenge we do have, however, is that some skills are so highly specialised that they do require years of training and experience. So that's not something we can sort of make happen overnight. And so in the near term, we still need some access to interstate FIFO workers, as many of these specialists tend to live all over Australia. So I guess that's our key message. We're committed to a future of more West Australians working in our industry, but we may need some flexibility in the short term.
We spoke to the AMWU earlier this week, and they were really pushing the wagon for training up local workers. But as you say, the problem is right now, it's immediate. So how important is it to balance that, though, so we sort of, you know, sort of future-proof that pipeline of skills?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a number of initiatives that we're working on with government. One of them is the LNG Jobs Task Force that the Premier's had in place now for a couple of years. And it's really trying to map out what those skills of the future might be and then ensuring we have those training opportunities in place for people coming through who would like to work in our industry. So, look, it is a balance. But as I said, there are some specialty areas. And if I could name one, it would be maritime skills. They're in particular short supply here in Western Australia. That will take some years for those people to get the necessary training and experience.
So when you mention these maritime skills, can you give us an idea of how that impacts the oil and gas industry? How does that create blockages and bottlenecks?
Yeah, so it's actually really critical. So every time you've got an LNG tanker that's coming into port to load LNG to take off to market, you need someone to board that vessel and guide it into the port and ensure that the loading process occurs safely. So there's a number of skill sets involved in that. One would be a marine pilot. You also have load masters that help the product be safely connected and start loading. And you have a surveyor as well to basically assess how much product is going on to the vessel. So that's a bit of a snapshot of some of those skill sets that we're particularly finding we're short of. And of course, if you're not being able to load your vessels and export the product when it's ready to be moved, your tanks soon become full and then you essentially have to shut down your operations. So it's obviously something that all the companies want to avoid. Unfortunately, you know, oil and gas is not a product you can store on a wharf or in a shed for any length of time. It's something that's very dynamic and it's very carefully managed to make sure it's safely produced and then exported when tanks are ready to be emptied.
I bet. And now we know that Premier Mark McGowan has a real no-risk approach when it comes to managing the pandemic, closes the borders when it looks like there's a chance of any spread from interstate coming into WA. Has that made it harder to bring workers in, looking at the current outbreak in the East Coast? And would you see any reason to ask Premier McGowan to maybe adjust his policy around borders?
I think, look, we've worked really closely with government throughout the COVID pandemic, and we're very grateful for the opportunity to be able to do that because, you know, we do provide essential energy, not just in terms of exports to Southeast Asia or Northern Asia, but to WA itself. A lot of our mines actually run on our natural gas. So, you know, we're critical for many services and undertakings here in WA. I think our workforce is, we don't have a large interstate FIFO workforce. A lot have already moved across. They've been relocated if they could possibly do so last year. And I do think it would be great to be able to have some ability for some very specialist skill sets to continue to be able to move those even when there is a hard border. we would always quarantine them on arrival in WA. That's absolutely a given. And we've been managing that, you know, throughout the pandemic, and it's something that we're very committed to doing going forward, ensuring everyone's safe, both at our work sites, but also in the community.
Mm. And holding a big summit like this is a great thing for politicians to talk about publicly and to show the public that they're serious about an issue and they're taking action about the issue. How confident are you that something tangible for the industry will come out of it?
I think it's a great opportunity for everyone to share their current concerns. And of course, it's not just about oil and gas or the resources industry more broadly. It's all about tourism, agriculture, the whole hospitality, the whole gamut of industries that are feeling the pinch right now. And I think there probably are some short-term measures that the government can look at to help alleviate some of those skills shortages. It probably would need the support of Commonwealth government as well. So I think it's timely. It's good to have. I think I'm very hopeful we'll come out with some really workable and useful solutions.
Mm. And it's a bit of a question without notice, Claire, but over here in the West, in the West Australia in particular, we've been, I guess, focusing on how women are treated in remote work sites in the resource sector, and that's something that the big miners are really putting an increased focus on addressing. Is that something that the oil and gas industry is similarly aware of and tackling in a very serious way?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, you know, we are very much also focused on this. We'll be making a submission to the WA Parliamentary Inquiry as well. You know, everyone has a right to go to work and feel safe, absolutely, and that is, you know, something that should be a given. And I know our companies are working very hard towards this. I guess there's always things you can do better, and that's what we'll be looking at, I guess, through the inquiry and going forward.
Mm. The Australian Petroleum Production and Exploration Association, WA Director Claire Wilkinson, thanks for your time. We know the summit is kicking off, so we'll let you get in there.
Thanks so much, Ben. Have a good day.